Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Honored to have John Rich on the program at the bottom of the hour. When I say bottom in radio speak and broadcast speak, that means the 30 of this hour as you're listening. We'll have John on. Before that, we'll play his new song again. I played it last hour. It's called Progress. If you haven't heard it, if you haven't downloaded it, go and get it right now. He launched it on Truth, and it's also on Rumble. And I know that it's on Spotify, Apple Music, everything else, I believe. But it's the number one downloaded song in the country right now. Maybe in the world. I don't know. I don't know if they do it by world or what. But it's a great song. Played it last hour. We'll play it again this hour. Got to get into critical race theory this hour. There's Leah Thomas news this hour and all sorts of stuff. But we will have some fun and talk to John Rich. What was behind the idea of writing the song? The hook line in the song is, I think it's put your progress where the sun don't shine. And that's great. And he's in a Trans Am, like a Smokey the Bandit Trans Am in the actual video. And it's his. I asked him during the interview if it's his. We talk about that, good old American muscle, and just enjoying yourself and your freedom and your liberty in the country. It's a really cool interview. I felt really, really good about doing it. And I appreciated him doing it on very short notice. So stick around for that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to play his actual video. And, of course, if you're listening on the radio, you'll hear the audio of the song Progress as well. Plus, I'm telling you, critical race theory is going to pervade unless we call it out every single time it shows its ugly face. And we'll do that again right here on a Wednesday. Oh, yes. It is a hump day. Let's go. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Polo sent this to me a couple of years ago. Right, Chocolate Voice, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Polo is getting it done. Sam as well. Going to bust a move, Sam, or no? Uh-oh. Go ahead, girl. Say what? You got the rhythm. Get it, Sam. I'm not even going to try now. I can't do it better than that. It is hump day. Downhill to the weekend from here. We appreciate you taking the time. A little show. Yes, indeed. We'll see. I mean, her attitude is a little bit off today, so we'll see what happens in the third hour, to be honest.
Play that song.
I'm not so sure. I got a cease and desist from the Bon Jovi camp. They said, we really don't like you playing our song in your little show.
No, show me that. Show me that letter.
What if they did that, though? I would have to stop
that
playing
that would really
it.
Stink. Yeah. I don't think you guys would
get
along
anyway. You know what I
would
do for you because I care?
Mm-hmm. You do.
Because, girl, I care.
I appreciate that.
You know what I would do? I would just sing it for you.
No.
Whoa, halfway there. I can nail that song, man.
No. If it's not
that
John,
sounded like he was here. It sounded like he was here just now.
It did not.
That was good.
Not at all. No.
You ever hear him speak? His speaking voice. I'm John Bon Jovi.
That's not how he talks.
The very straight speaking. What are you talking about?
No. That is not how he talks.
Now, when you imitate me, how do you imitate him?
I don't.
You're riding down the road. Let me ask you this, and this might be a pertinent question to those listening as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're riding down the road. Bon Jovi comes on.
Yeah.
You're alone in the car. What do you do?
Oh, I'm singing.
That ass off.
Top of my lungs, yes.
All right. One child's in the car with you. Go ahead.
No.
Really?
I still sing. It's funny because my 14-year-old, what was it? Oh, both of my kids love... they love Queen, love some Queen music. And Killer Queen came on. That's one of my favorites. And I started singing.
Did you forget they were in the car?
No. And Luke said, Mom, please don't do that.
Wow. Wow.
Listen, I said, this is my car. I pay the bills. When you get your own car and you pay for your own car and I'm a passenger in your car, I'm still going to sing.
Well, you're raising them right if they like Queen. That's for sure. That's a great group. Mm-hmm. So both kids in the car, are you still singing?
Yeah, probably so.
Jake doesn't in the care. Car, you singing or not?
Jake doesn't care, but Luke's like, Mom, please stop. Somebody might hear you. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now, Sam knows I never sing in the car when music comes on.
Oh, whatever.
karaoke. I actually have CDs of songs that I love, and that, like, on a long trip, it would be nothing. It would be 18 hours of me singing. But Sam, it wasn't so bad. It was fun, no?
It was fun. It was always fun, and you're a good singer, too, so.
Well, there you go. So Carrie, at least somebody on staff thinks I'm a good singer.
Okay, what? Yes, we know.
Well, none of my kids ever said, Dad, stop. So maybe that's a hint. I don't know.
Like, Mom, please don't. Please stop singing.
Jake, Luke, I know that you're listening to see if Joe Pags is going to say the fart word. So listen, next time Mom's in the car and Killer Queen comes on and starts singing, press record.
No, they will not be
big
sending
bucks,
that
boys,
to you.
Big dollars.
Don't say that, because one of them might actually do that.
I will give them money.
I know you would.
Why can't I help them out? These are young boys.
No, by embarrassing their mother. No.
That's not embarrassing. If you enjoy the song, you probably nail it.
I like to think that I do, but probably not.
$100, boys. I'll give you $100 if you record your mom singing. What?
Stop. $100. Talking to them.
I'm just saying. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Now back to the loonies. Critical race theory. Now, let me just throw this out there, because I don't think I'm confused. If you're going to medical school or going to learn how to be a caregiver of some sort, it shouldn't matter what race the person is that you're giving care to. Health care is the same for all human beings. We might have different ailments and different issues going on, but generally speaking, race isn't something I would think would ever show rear its ugly head, or the idea of race or the thoughts of race when it comes to medical care. I would think that somebody my age, same health condition, black, Hispanic, native, Asian, who has the same, aching toe, should get the same exact treatment that I do. So why would they be talking about race in the medical field? Fill me in, Carrie.
From Fox News, the group that sets the standards for medical education recently released standards that force students to study and apply ideology typically pushed by the far left, while integrating diversity, equity, and inclusion into formal curricula. The Association of American Medical Colleges, AAMC, published the New and Emerging Areas in Medicine series to help students benefit from advancements in medical education over the past 20 years. And the third report from the collection focuses on competencies for diversity, equity, and inclusion. The report notes that recent medical school graduates must demonstrate knowledge about the role of explicit and implicit bias in delivering high-quality health care, describe past and current examples of racism and oppression, identify systems of power, privilege, and oppression and their impacts on health outcomes, including white privilege, racism, sexism, heterosexism, ableism, religious oppression, and articulate race as a social construct that is a cause of health and health care inequities. And Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, a board-certified kidney specialist, is the board chair of Do No Harm, a group of medical professionals dedicated to eliminating political agendas from healthcare. He feels the AAMC is doing more harm than good with its new standards, and he believes will irk the American people.
Okay, let's break this down. I make a good amount of money. I make a good living. Worked long and hard to get here, and I make a nice salary. And I appreciate those of you watching and listening to get me here. I don't believe that a person who isn't the same race as I, who makes the same salary and has the same benefits through their company, is getting worse health care simply because they're not the same race. I think that's bogus. In fact, I think Bob Johnson, the owner of BET, who's a billionaire, or Michael Jordan, who's a billionaire, or Oprah, who's a billionaire, I don't believe they're getting worse care than I'm getting. I'm not buying that. I'm guessing, because they've worked hard for what they have and their status in life is such that they can afford the best health care, they get the best health care. Now, are there studies or are there figures you can show me? And by the way, we watch The Apprentice UK, Carrie. They don't say figure, they say figure. And Rush always said, I'm going to pronounce it the right way, because I guess if you look it up in the dictionary, the word is figure. It's not figure.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Isn't that something?
I always say figure.
Sam, you're the world traveler. When you went over there to the old UK, were they saying figure?
I only went to Ireland, so I don't actually know.
In Ireland, they don't pronounce the TH like th. They pronounce it t.
Right. It's very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they don't say thank you. I'm like, knock it off. Say it right. What's the matter with you?
Knock it off. That's how they say it. That's I think
they should knock it off. Add the H.
I like it.
Anyway,
thank you.
So if you've got figures, some study, something that will show, well, according to this, you know, white Americans, generally speaking, get better health care than black Americans. Therefore, we need critical race theory in medical school, and we need to bring ESG in, and we have to have equity somehow. Well, the reason why, and I guarantee these exist, the reason why that is because Democrats and liberals in this country forced minorities into the projects, into Section 8 housing, into low-income areas, put poor teachers, poor as in not very good, teachers into public schools there, and then the only way to get out of the neighborhood is for many to commit crime, to not get health insurance, to not get a good job, and to not work your way up because there isn't much opportunity. This is purposely done. And now that they've done it for all of these generations, because if you go back 100 years, black families were making about what white families were making. I believe the first female millionaire in this country was a black woman. So black families were 70 or 80% father, mother, children. Today, 70 or 80% of black children are born to one single parent. There is no daddy. So don't give me this crap that inherently and institutionally and purposely we're a bunch of racists. That's not the case. Healthcare is available to everyone. In this country, you can't be turned away if you walk into an emergency room. That's a law. You can't. But now, can you get continuing care? Can you get proper medical visits with a pediatrician for your kids? That depends on your level of ability to pay or if you've got health insurance through an employer. And again, there aren't as many opportunities in minority areas, low-income areas, because the Democrats set it up that way. And now suddenly they're the ones out here being the heroes, trying to save people in those communities from the horrible white person, which is so stupid. It's just stupid. There should be equal opportunity in this country. There is equal opportunity by law in this country, yet there are segments of the population being told, you're oppressed, you're repressed, you can't go and get opportunity. Let us give you something from government, whether it's housing or whether it's government medical care, whatever it happens to be. But teaching critical race theory, which is in and of itself a racist theory, is not helping anything, but it's making this dweeb who presented it feel better. Your thoughts. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pag Show. I'll have John Rich's new song, Progress, in just a few minutes, and we'll have John Rich himself at the bottom of the hour. Make sure that you stick around. You can stop by and see the interview with John and with me at joepags.com. Click on Watch Now or listen on this great radio station where you're listening right now. You hear the entire thing as well. Have you gotten your Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack yet? I hope you have. If you haven't, what's the holdup here? It's got the proven Oxy technology, quickly destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation are raving over how well the thunderstorm freshens their homes. Musty, mildewy smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Over 265,000 have already been sold, so it must be working, right? Any odor is going to disappear when you use the thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy, saving you a bunch of money. And it leaves this great scent of a thunderstorm having passed through. So go right now and save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. You're going to get 3 units for under $200. That is a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. Go right now to their website, EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. Get 3 units for under $200 by putting in code PAGS3, P-A-G-S, the number 3. Again, EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS3. Shipping is absolutely free. Let me go to the phone line. Sean, Maine, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, how we doing, Joe?
Living the dream, my friend. Talk to me.
I hear that. Now, I didn't catch the young lady's name. This is my first time ever calling a radio station.
Cool.
But I didn't catch that young lady's name.
Who? What young lady?
And if I was her, what's that?
What young lady?
The one you were talking about singing.
Carrie, yes. Her name is Carrie.
Carrie, yes. Well, if I was Carrie, right, you're offering $100 for her kids to catch her singing?
Yes.
I would take the $100 myself and sing my head right off. That's at least a quarter of a tank of gas these days.
Sean, I hear you. Carrie, what do you think? You want to sing for $100?
I don't know. No, I really don't.
Sean, it's a bad... Carrie says no. Carrie says ain't going to happen. I bet I didn't offer it to you anyway. I offered it to your kids.
I know.
I don't want you going da-ba-da-ba-do and get $100. No, I want them catching you full-throated singing some Bon Jovi or some Queen.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Sorry.
Jake, Luke, talk to a brother. Okay, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me give you John Rich's song. Played it for you last hour, but it's so good I want to play it again. It is called Progress. It's the number one downloaded song in the United States of America, and it's got the left all in a tizzy.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. They invite the whole world to come live in our land. Leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say let go of Jesus, let government save. You can have back your freedoms if you do what we say. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Shut down our pipelines and they shut down our voices. Shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. They've been us all over, but it's all over now, 'cause we figured it out. We ain't backing down. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine. Where the sun don't shine.
Name of the song is Progress. It's John Rich. I'll have him on the program in just a few minutes, to be honest with you. And we love the fact that he did that song. It's called Progress. I love the hook line, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. I think that's awesome. So when we come back, we'll have the interview with John Rich. We'll talk about how he came up with the song. What's the process in putting a song like that together? And exactly what is it that made it number one so immediately? There's a lot going on in the country. Can you imagine? He knocked everybody off the top of the charts, and this is the number one downloaded song. Go to Truth Social. Follow him there, at John Rich. He's also at John Rich on Twitter and elsewhere. And download the song yourself. Stick around for that interview when we come back on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's an absolute pleasure and an honor to have this this music superstar on. I mean that, John. It's John Rich, who's got the number one downloaded song in the land right now called Progress. John, how are you? Good to meet you.
Man, I'm doing good. It's good to meet you, too. And I appreciate the invite to come on and talk about this. I'm having quite a good time, I got to be honest with you, seeing this song do so well.
You know, it's interesting. I watched the video earlier, then I just played it for my audience right before our interview here. And the first thing that jumps out at me is you've got the Smokey and the Bandit TA. Is that your Trans Am?
Yeah, so I've had that car probably 15 years now. And it's a numbers matching car, hasn't been modified. It's at 4 in the floor, no air conditioning. I mean, it's just like it was supposed to be. It'll still do everything it did back in the day, too. So I thought, wow, for a video like this that's celebrating America, I thought American metal would be a good thing to have in that video.
Well, it was a piece of Americana that immediately reminds us of the mid-70s, and although we were heading into tough times with Carter, we still were fancy free, and we can jump in the car, and it was a big fat four. I think it's a small block 400 in there with a 6.6 liter intake, and you take the T-tops off and let your hair just fly in the American wind. I mean, that really was sort of every boy's American dream back in the mid-70s. I mean, for me, it set the stage perfectly in the song.
Yeah, that's kind of why I picked that car. There are things in this country that are permanent.
Yes.
And those things generally are the simplest things about the country that are permanent. Meaning, I worked really hard, I went and bought this car, and I get out in that car and I drive the back roads and I listen to whatever I want to listen to because I'm free and I can do it. And I worked hard to get my hands on it and I enjoy it. That feeling that you get that you just described, that is a permanent feeling with people. And the problem in our country right now is that feeling is not being felt by many people right now, and we miss it, and we got to get it back. And in that video, when you look at it, what I wanted to do was show their version of progress right next to my version of progress. My version of progress is not fancy. It's not expensive. My version of progress is leave me the hell alone. Let me go work hard and fail if I want to and come back and pursue happiness. Their version of progress is clamp down on everybody, destroy everything, and put you in such a position that you have to reach up for our help. That's what I think they're doing to us right now. So the video is very, it's juxtapositioning those two images of, here's a little kid chasing a balloon and having a picnic and a nice sunny day. Here's a picture of one of our big cities burning to the ground. You know what I mean? And so that's why I went at the video like that, just to kind of contrast the two different versions of progress.
John Rich, music superstar. Go to redneckriviera.com is his website, redneckriviera.com. Yeah, I mean, it also was sort of a kick in the teeth to those who would say, just go buy an EV. It really was. Now, I'm a Chevy guy. I've got Corvettes and Camaros. I love sports cars. I've driven Trans Ams, and they're badass. But for guys like you and me, I'm a little bit older than you are, but for guys like you and me, red-blooded American, muscle meant something. You got into the car, and you start that, blah, 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 blah. You hear all that noise and shift those gears. All of my cars are stick shift. They're all 6 or 7 speeds. So, I mean, it's about Americana. And, John, I think what you just said leads me to this. They want to take that away. They don't want you to be able to jump into your big V8. They don't want you to be able to throw on your cowboy hat and play a country song. They don't want you to be able to enjoy the mountains or the ravines or whatever it is that gets us away from it all. From the outside in, from the coasts in, very, very blue coasts, they're trying to say that isn't what America should be, and we're going to change that, right?
Yeah, and who are they to tell us what we get to drive? Who are they to get to tell us what we get to eat? Who are they to get to tell us what we have to do medically to keep our jobs or to fly on an airplane or to go to a concert. Who are they to tell us that they are the parents when our kids go to school?
Yeah.
Not us. Who are they to do that? Well, here's who they are. They are tyrants, and they are working in tandem with similar people all over this planet right now to put the whole entire human population under their thumb. And thank God for the United States of America that we've got enough of us left in this country that will not put up with it. And so for me, listen, this song, it's a 3-minute country song. It kicks off with a fiddle. There is nothing fancy about this song at all. But it cuts right down and gets right to the point. And for me, listen, I don't have a record deal on purpose. I haven't had a record deal or a publishing deal now for many years because the music industry in general is controlled by very liberal people.
Yeah.
If I had a record deal right now, you would have never heard this song. This song would have never been heard. And I can tell you that, as far as I know, there's not even one country radio station playing this song right now, and it's the number one most downloaded song in all of America of all genres. Is that not quite a comment as to the state of the music industry? But here's what I did on purpose. One of the lines in the song says, they shut down our voices.
Yes.
Okay, well, who they are, who's them? Well, in my mind, it was Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. It was all the big networks and platforms that if we say something they don't like, they kick you off the platform,
right.
They censor you, they turn you off, they delete your voice. I thought, well, that'd be pretty hypocritical of me to take a song called Progress that's railing against that system and then use those systems to promote the song. So I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna take a shot here, and I'm only gonna launch it on Rumble and on Truth Social.
Love it.
That's it. And so I thought, I don't know if that's going to work. It may crash and burn. There may not be enough people that see it to get it to a competitive spot, but let's find out. And here's what happened. 6 hours after I launched it on Truth and Rumble, it was the number one most downloaded song in the world. Guess who was number one before my song came out?
I don't know.
Lizzo. Lizzo was number one, and Billie Eilish was number two.
So wow.
Two of the biggest artists in the world. And so that's only on Truth and Rumble that it attained that number one spot. Since then, the floodgates have opened up. It's everywhere now. But the point is, you don't have to bend the knee to beat the machine. It can be done. You can beat their machine without having to bend your knee to what they tell you you have to do.
Well, I think a lot of people didn't realize that you could do that. I love that you launched it on Truth. I love that you put it up on Rumble. I'm on both places at Joe Pags. I'll go give you, I think I'm following you already. If I'm not, I will. But people need to go to these platforms and realize that they're going to get access to something this great. I wanted to, by the way, it's John Rich. Go to redneckriviera.com. That's his website. Of course, John Rich, the music superstar. And thank God you're number one in the country with downloads, which is amazing. But I wanted to ask you this, sort of as a music geek, but I think people watching and listening would want to know as well. What's the process? For me, and I'm nowhere near in your category, I hear words, I hear chords, I hear things, and maybe 3 months later I'll put something down. Is this something that you heard going through your brain and you would jot down a line, or does it all flood out at once, John? How does the process work?
This one came pretty quick. I was actually at a Lowe's here in Nashville, and we were adding a little something onto a deck, so I was in there buying some lumber, and I looked at a 2x4, and it was $12
for
a 2x4. I went, what? It should be about $3.50.
Yes.
I went, well, that's progress for you, you know, and then I go buy something else, and there it is again. I'm like, well, there's just some more progress, and I get back in my truck, and I'm sitting in the parking lot at Lowe's, and I go, this is their version of progress. I mean, I have a bar downtown in Nashville, and I got all the windows smashed out of it when all the riots started happening. I go, yeah, Progressive put that into gear as well. And so I thought, man, they can stick their progress where the sun don't shine, which is about the nicest way you can tell somebody to do you know what.
Yes.
You know? So I sat there in the truck, and I had this melody. It all just popped at the same time. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and my kids. Don't bring it around. So I turned on the voice notes on my iPhone, and I sang it into it and saved it. And then I called two of my favorite songwriters, Jeffrey Steele and Vicky McGehee, here in Nashville. I sang them the chorus. They go, touchdown, we want to write that. So we all got together the very next week and we wrote it. I wrote that back in January. I wanted to see what the country would look like in the summer, what it would look like right now.
And yeah.
Earlier this month in July, a poll came out that said 88% of Americans agree that the country's moving in the wrong direction. I mean, you'd have trouble getting 88% of Americans to agree that they like ice cream. Okay? I mean, that's a huge, huge statement. That means that Democrats, liberals, Republicans, people from all walks of life don't like what's going on in the country. 88% of them, matter of fact. And when I saw that poll, I said, okay, I think it's time to put this song out. Because I didn't want this song, it's not a political song.
Right.
Listen, there's more Republicans out there that are Judas. They're Judas Iscariots right now to this country. They're
right.
Disgusting. I just hate everything about them. I hate as many Republicans as I dislike Democrats, I can tell you that. This song is a populist message for anybody that doesn't like how they're being told what to do every second of their life. This is a song for them. And it's distilled down in just a really, like I said, a really simple delivery. It's not an angry song.
It's not.
There's a grin on my face when I'm singing it because I believe that the mess we're in right now, Americans and the principles of our country will far outlive and far outlast what we're dealing with right now.
Get this song. It's called Progress. It's John Rich, a music superstar, certainly. You know, John, you're right. It's not about right versus left. It is a conservative American values feel to it, obviously, but that would exclude a lot of people in the establishment on both sides, for sure. This is a song that simply says, I'm John Rich. I'm an American dude. I love the country. Fight me on it. I mean, that really is what it is. And you've got 88% don't like the direction of the country. And as popular as your song is, God forbid you kick Eilish and Lizzo out of the top spot. This shows you clearly that people were waiting for this song. They literally wanted an anthem. We haven't had a really good anthem in probably 30 years. This was the one they wanted they could hang their hat on, right?
Yeah, they're underserved. So people that love their country are totally underserved with content like this because anybody that's big enough to actually get it out to them are generally signed to record labels, and the record label is not going to let them do that. So I'm in this interesting spot where I've had a really great career. I've still got lots of people that listen to what I do. We still do a lot of concerts and big tours, but I don't have anybody that I have to answer to. I don't have to ask anybody's permission to write a song and put it out. So I think that's a responsibility that I have, honestly, because a lot of artists would like to put out songs like Progress, their version of a song like that. They'll never be able to do it, but I can. So I move forward with it. Yeah. Now, I hope courage is contagious. I hope more people take advantage of this and realize it can be done.
Well, I think it is because it's gone viral, not because one guy liked it. It went viral because people were unafraid to call their friends, tell their friends, send the link over. Look what John Rich just did. This is what we were just talking about the other day, quietly, because people don't have to do it quietly, John. The vast majority of us love the country. The vast majority of us love the country, but we've been so beaten over the head that's somehow bad that people are whispering around the corner. You just gave us the opportunity to not whisper around the corner. That's pretty heavy lifting, man.
You know, it's not number one because I'm singing it either. I can promise you that. It's number one.
Oh, you're a pretty damn good singer, John Rich.
What it says.
Well, you're a pretty damn good singer, though. Let's be honest. I mean, if some doofus does it, maybe not. But go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah, I can sing fine. Sure, I sing pretty good. But it's because what the song says, and nobody's heard that said yet. Nobody's been able to get one of those out yet. This is the first one. I would remind everybody watching this show right now whose shoulders we are standing on. If you go think about the Declaration of Independence and the men that signed that document, they knew that if the Brits ever caught them, they were going to hang them by their necks out of trees, burn down their houses, enslave their families, erase them from the history of the earth if they ever got caught. But they signed it anyway. They had a little phrase back then called liberty or death. It was not a hashtag. It was not a website or a ball cap or a bumper sticker. It was the attitude that it took to found this country so future generations would be free. Well, who's the future generations? Us.
Yes.
We are the future generations. So who are we to be so spineless that we're worried about getting kicked off at some social media platform or somebody at work giving us a dirty look or somebody calling you a bad name behind your back? That's enough for you to sacrifice your freedom of speech? That's enough for you to turn your back on how this country was founded? I don't think so. People need to step up and be heard. And listen, everybody should not like what you have to say. Matter of fact, the hatred that I'm getting right now from people that hate this song is validation that I said it correctly. Yeah. And it really makes me happy every single time I see another head explode.
Hey, listen, you were not allowed to release this song. You were not allowed to write it. You were not allowed to do it your own self-publishing, your own self, you know, performing of the art, because they told you you shouldn't. They told you that your message is not one that we want people to hear. But again, the vast majority wanted to hear it. They were waiting for it. John, thanks a million for taking the time today. Well, one last quick one. I know you've got to go. You've got people waiting in line. But one last quick thing. How hard a decision was it for somebody like you, with your talent, your reach, and your notoriety in a good way, to tell the record company, take your record contract and put it where the sun don't shine? Had to be a hard decision.
Yeah, I spent my whole, listen, I grew up in a double wide trailer in Texas. I have a high school diploma. My dad preaches in prisons. That's my pedigree.
Wow.
And so I spent my whole life, my whole adult life, working in the music industry and trying to climb those ladders and get to those ranks. And was very blessed in that industry. So to walk away from the industry, that was a huge thing. And I knew that if I did that and I really started swinging like I wanted to, that'd be the end of my relationship with Music Row. Yeah. But I had to get to a point. I got two sons who were 10 and 12. And I had to think to myself, I'm who they're looking at. And if I'm dealing with this, what are they going to be dealing with down the road? God only knows what my kids are going to be looking at.
Right.
So do I want to be the guy that just yells at the TV and then I go play patty cake with these people? Or do I yell at the TV and I walk out the door and I let them have it too? Are we going to be a hypocrite or are we going to be consistent? So I decided my freedom of speech and raising my kids the right way was way more valuable than the approval of the music industry. And I'm not sad that I did it. I feel more free today as an artist than I've ever felt in my entire career.
And we're all enjoying your freedom as well. John Rich, music superstar. Go to redneckriviera.com is his website and download Progress today. John, thanks for making time today. Can we do it again?
Absolutely. Love to. Love your show. You keep up the good work.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. Really appreciate John Rich taking the time to come on. Funny, Carrie, during the interview, other people were calling because they wanted to interview him. I feel very lucky that we had him on. It's a great song, and I really like story behind it. He's like, yeah, well, I'm not mad. Just love the country. What's the problem, right?
Nothing wrong with that, right?
Hey, are you a country music person at all or no?
Some. I like old country.
I think something like his song could cross over easily.
I think so, yeah. I like it. Like I said, it's very catchy. Very catchy.
Yeah. Were you humming it during the break?
No, I wasn't doing that, but I still like it.
Why not? What the heck? Why can't you?
I like it.
So there you go. If you love the interview, go and check us out on Truth and on Twitter, on Instagram, on all of those, wherever you want to tell me your comments on it. I certainly want to hear from you. If you're not on Truth yet, we're still building that page. It's, I think, 56,000, something like that now. Go to truthsocial.com if you're on your Android device. Go on Google Chrome, go in your browser, and put in truthsocial.com. Look up Joe Pags, J-O-E-P-A-G-S. Follow me there. John Rich is John Rich, J-O-H-N-R-I-C-H. Follow him there as well. The former president's on there. The only social media he's doing, real Donald J. Trump. Go follow him on there as well. Really appreciate John coming on. I will post that interview later on Rumble. We've got a lot more coming your way, including Carrie Lake, who's running for Arizona governor. We'll have her next hour. Don't touch that dial. Keep it here on the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show.